Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. I am so happy today to be able to interview one of our authors, Michelle McLean Walters. She has been an author of ours now for a number of years. She's done books such as The Esther Anointing and The Ruth Anointing, and they have become very, very popular. And it's because she has such a prophetic gift that she is able to articulate so well. We first got to know her through Apostle John Eckhart. You know, we did his book, Prayers That Rout Demons, and a lot of other books. And he recommended her, and we have just been so happy to have her as an author. She's moved from Chicago, where she was with Apostle Eckhart, and she and her husband live in Lake Nona, which is not too far from us. So we recently invited her to our offices, and she had a time of ministry with a number of our staff, and it was powerful. And I talked her into going into the podcast studio, and so I have done an extraordinary interview with her, one of the best I think I've ever done. So stay tuned to hear what Michelle McLean Walters has to say about the prophetic and how it applies to you.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Well, welcome back, everyone, and I'm so honored to have Michelle McLean Walters in our studio, as she lives not too far on the other side of Orlando, and she was able to come up to the office today. So welcome to you. We don't get together as often as we should, but we had some great meetings. I hope you felt the same way. And boy, when you ministered to the staff this morning, including me, we were just so deeply touched. I guess my first question would be, you know, you minister in the prophetic. Your books are on the prophetic. We'll talk about that. But how did you get involved in this?
You know, thank you so much. Let me thank you first for inviting me. I've had a wonderful time. And you and your entire team, it's been a great relationship for me. And it was just my pleasure to come and really pour into your lives. Well, let me just say this. Initially, I was a part of Apostle John Eckhart's ministry. I served there for 30 years of my life. And I was trained in the prophetic. Actually, he had prophets to come. And he had conferences on the prophetic. And so I initially took the courses, took the classes, and through a series of prayer, the Lord began to call me into the office of the prophet.
And, you know, when you do prophesy, you know, sometimes it's specific, but more it's like calling out what the Lord is saying to that person. And, you know, there's some parts of Christianity that don't even believe in the prophetic. You know, they believe that prophecy and prophets and apostles and all that kind of stuff ended with the early church. And it's only been in the last century, really, that it's been rebirthed, although there is examples, of course, through history where it's happened. So kind of unpack your understanding of the prophetic as it's developed and how it operates or maybe should operate in the church.
Sure. One of the major things we have to understand is God is a speaking God. He's a relational God. So when we say prophecy or prophesy, what are we doing? We're actually releasing the heart and the mind of the Lord to his people. God has a plan for each one of us. Of course, we know we look at the logos, the word. We know we can find God and learn about God through the word. But I believe that God has a specific plan for every individual. So in a nutshell, that's exactly what prophecy is. It's the heart and the mind of God for your individual life.
So when you were involved with Apostle Eckhart's ministry, and I've been up there in Chicago, Crusaders Church, I've known him for a number of years, and his books have also been very successful. And I remember meeting you one time when I was up there to visit, and I think you were just in the process of doing the first book.
Yes.
And we had no expectation that your books would be so successful. You know, a publisher will do one book and then think about doing a second. You know, now we've done about 10 books. I mentioned the Esther Anointing, but you've also done the Hannah Anointing, the Deborah Anointing, the Deborah Anointing Study Guide, the Anna anointing, then the Ruth anointing. But you've also done the prophetic advantage and prayers and declarations for women, and also one called Chosen. And I went to your conference a year ago, and I remember that that was the theme for the whole conference. So you have become a very prolific writer. You know, this probably the first one was in 2014, so that's more or less one book a year.
Yes.
And so maybe before we talk about the prophetic more, maybe talk about your books and how that's affected your ministry and open up doors for you.
Yes, it's been a phenomenal journey. Actually, Steve, I was actually prophesied that I would write books. I remember being as a younger girl in grade school that I used to always take the I used to take notebook paper and then take our book covers. You know, when we were younger, we had these paper book coverings, and I would write small stories, write little stories. But, you know, then after you go through through life, sometimes your dreams kind of die. And what happened with me was I came in contact with prophets, just like Saul did. When he came in contact with the prophets, they identified something fresh and new in his life. So that's what the prophetic anointing did for me. I came in contact with a prophet. She prophesied over me that you were going to write books. And almost maybe 10 years after that prophecy, my first book was called The Prophetic Advantage. So that's how I started writing. I got in a prophetic word. Then I was trained in the prophetic ministry. But then the Lord began to speak to me about raising up an army of people who would learn how to hear his voice. So my first book was written in October 2012.
That's a couple years before I remembered, I guess. You know, we have so many authors.
I understand.
I guess that's when I first became more familiar with it. But of all the books you've written, is there one that stands out that you feel is more important or more anointed than the others?
That's almost like asking a mother, does she have like a favorite child? What I would say is my book, Chosen. I really believe Chosen is a book for now. Let me say that. That's the latest book that I have, and it's called Chosen, Appointed for Favor and Destined for Greatness. I believe in this season that we're living in, people really need to understand, no matter what's happening around us, that we have been chosen and we've been planted in this world for this season for a specific purpose. What the scripture says is you didn't choose me, but I chose you, that you may bear fruit and that you would continue to bear fruit and your fruit will remain. So I really believe in this hour, people really need to understand that they've been chosen by God for such a time as this.
Well, at the end of the podcast, we'll come back and give people information on how they can buy your books on our own Charisma website. We have a shopping cart, you know, mm-hmm. just like Amazon and Christian Book Distributors, both of whom have sold many, many of your books. and that's a great place to get them. But on our own website, we will offer bundles, several bundles of the books. And I guess the staff tries different things. And yours have ended up being the most successful.
Praise the Lord.
And so at the end of the podcast, like I said, stay tuned. And we'll give you that information on how you can get the bundles and so forth and take advantage of this. But just talk to me a little bit before I ask you to pray and we wrap up the podcast about how the prophetic, you know, you talked about how it affected your own life and the prophets affected you. But how has your ministry affected other people as you, because there are many settings where you will prophesy to the whole room,
yes.
like you did today. You know, you're like a mighty woman of God. Someone described you like a lioness.
Yes.
And in the spirit. And, you know, we don't see very much of that. You know, in a lot of Christianity, it's just dead religion. And then even in spirit-filled circles, a lot of times people sort of pretend or they copy what they see. And people come away with kind of a bad taste. But, you know, with your ministry, this is my observation, you know, working with you over a number of years, hearing you preach, even the ministry today, there seems to be a purity, you know, that we really need. So talk to me about that.
Yes. You know, I found this. I was once, when I'm prophesying to God's people, number one, I understand how much He loves them. I know what it's like not to have direction and really want to connect with God. So what's one of the major calls of a prophet is really to turn hearts, to turn the hearts of people back to God. So I believe that God has a plan and a purpose for every individual. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. It doesn't matter the mistakes that you've had. As long as you have breath in your body, God has He has a plan. He has grace and mercy for your life. So one of the things I enjoy, and I can do it, you have to actually stop me. I can do it for hours. I enjoy people when they come before me and the word of the Lord that comes to change and to transform. And you can really see their countenance change when they understand that God has they're the apple of God's eye and He has an individual plan and a purpose. So that's what I feel happens all the time. Most of the time when I travel and people invite me in, I'm usually there for a couple of days and I teach on the prophetic, connecting human hearts back to God, turning hearts back to God, and also understanding that they have an individual purpose. And then not only that, they too can operate in the prophetic gifting because we were created to worship God and we were created to hear His voice. Actually, the scripture says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those He loved, but they've been revealed to us by the Spirit. So what I believe is, as prophets and prophetic people, we listen for the heart and the mind of God that's already been prepared. So He already has a prepared place. He already has plans and strategies for their lives. So that's what I'm called to do, to awaken them to the purposes of the Lord.
Well, before you pray, I want you to tell people how they can connect with you and your ministry. You and your husband have a church in Lake Nona, Florida, which is part of Orlando, but you're also on Facebook and you've got a ministry address. So the good thing about a podcast is you can stop it and back it up if you want to write it down later. So just tell people how they can connect with you, even on social media, and keep in touch. And of course, we will come back later at the end and give them all the information about getting your books.
Sure. You can just simply go to MichelleMcLeanWalters.com. You can go to my website, MichelleMcLeanWalters.com, and you can find out all the information about my ministry. I'm always on our Facebook pages, Overflow International Life Center, and every Friday night, that's the Friday Night Prophetic, I usually deliver a prophetic message, and then we also prophesy to individuals who join us in the live broadcast on Facebook.
Boy, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up the podcast, why don't you just take us before the throne of grace and pray as you feel led?
Yes. Father, I just thank You for every listener. Lord, You said, I know the plans that I think toward You. They are good and not evil. So right now, I just decree that You will enter into the plan of the Lord. I decree that the hand of God will rest mightily upon your life. I decree that you would have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to your life. I take authority over any spirits of disappointment. I take authority over every assignment of hope. And I decree that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you and quickens your mortal body with life. I decree the life of the Spirit. I decree in this hour that you would come into the presence of the Lord. For even as His word says, in my presence is the fullness of joy. I will show you the path of life, and in my presence there's fullness of joy. I release joy. I release hope. I decree that you would come into a contact with Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let hope anchor your soul. I release it over you now in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.